Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's have a look at this first game. It's Australia up against Lebanon. It's Mal Meninga up against Michael Checker. Michael Checker will be coaching Argentina in the Rugby International on the Sunday. That is just incredible. Let's go through the Australian side, because we only just got this 24 hours ago, or there or thereabouts, prior to having a press release that just had the players listed in alphabetical order, which was a joke, but separate issue. Tedesco at the back and the captain. Josh Adokar and Campbell Graham on the wings. Valentine Holmes and Latrell Mitchell. Cam Munster and Nathan Cleary now comes into that number or halfback position. Jake Trbojevic, Harry Grant, Tino Fasua, Malaawi. Angus Crichton, Isaiah Yeo in the second row. Cam Murray is at lock forward. Daly Cherry Evans now drops back to the bench after previously being named in that halfback position. Jack White and Patrick Carrigan and Ruben Cotter, 18th man and 19th man, Lindsay Collins and Liam Martin. You better give us the market for this one and the all-important line, Tristan.
Yeah, certainly a very interesting decision to omit Ben Hunt from that squad. And it's I'm sure you guys have got an opinion, and I was very, very surprised. Australia's 1.002 to beat Lebanon. Lebanon $51, 41.5. Now, it was 42.5. It's down to 41.5 now. So a little bit of support for Lebanon at the plus. The total points has firmed up significantly. It was 58.5 when it opened. It's down to 55.5. So been a little bit of a push towards the unders. Gerard, I'll let you touch on this a little bit further, but you're interested on your thoughts on the Ben Hunt out.
Well, firstly, just on the field itself, just briefly mentioned that Latrell Mitchell was in a media interview I saw this morning after they had Australia had a light training run, I believe, at the ground. The ground is a little bit waterlogged. I think the forecast is clear and sunny for English terms on a Friday, maybe some light wind and light rain on Saturday prior to the game. But the ground did look to be very waterlogged. And when Mitchell was asked about what he thought of the conditions, his reply was that he's actually got a paddock at his farm in Taree that might be in better condition than the ground. So maybe that's probably why the line has just continued to firm a little bit and the total points have come down a little bit. In terms of the selection, the omission of Hunt I just find staggering. I think going into the quarterfinal, you're looking at picking your best team, especially when you're lining up against New Zealand next week. And, you know, I've had plenty of pushback on social media over the last couple of days that, listen, we're playing Lebanon here, it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, an Australian jumper, when you're into a quarterfinal of a World Cup, it does matter. You are picking your best team. And Hunt has to be in the best 14. I just think Meninga's taken the soft option. He's picked Cherry Evans to play off the bench as the backup at number 9. Hunt's just been a walk-up in that combination playing with Harry Grant. The other one that I find very surprising is giving Campbell Graham a run on the wing and Jack Whiten starts off the bench. I mean, surely the best combination is Whiten goes to the centres, Val Holmes plays on the wing. I mean, I thought Campbell Graham was very lucky to get on the plane, let alone now be playing a quarterfinal in an Australian jumper. So I find those selections quite staggering. Australia will win. That's not the point. I think we should be going with our best combination. In terms of the matchup, you know, Lebanon's best offering was, weeks 1 and 2. Week 1 against New Zealand, they let 34 through. I thought New Zealand were pretty ordinary first up. Lebanon then had decisive victories against Ireland and Jamaica. I just think that Australia are a building combination. They've got a lot of this internal competition around positions. I think that they're ready to put their foot down here, and I don't believe that they're going to be leaking a great deal of points. I think that they win. I think they cover 41.5. I thought it was much closer to 50 off my numbers. Lebanon will be plucky. They'll have a crack. I just don't know that they can hold out such a strong Australian lineup.
Yeah, I've had similar thoughts around the naming of the team too. First of all, they did it alphabetically, which, you know, numbering system aside, adds a level of complexity to it that doesn't need to be there. You know, tell us your 17, tell us the positions they're going to play. I had yesterday the NRL website saying that Daly Cherry Evans was going to be starting at halfback and Nathan Cleary was coming from the bench. That's now flipped around within the space of about 18 hours. So you just wonder what has transpired there. I totally agree. Ask Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt's played 10 test matches for Australia. Ask him, do you want to have a rest or do you want to play in a World Cup quarterfinal? Like, and I was critical in the game against Scotland that they didn't pick the side that was going to go through for the remainder of the tournament because you get a very little window. We all know the final is coming a week early against New Zealand. And again, Australia will probably win that based on what we've seen. But as you say, Jared, that is not the point. Pick your best side, get the combinations going and go from there and make the tough decision. And I will be shocked if the side isn't, you know, Tedesco at the back, Munster and Cleary in the halves, Yeo at 13 or Yeo at lock forward, and then work it out whether Harry Grant and Ben Hunt start or come from the bench because that's the best side. I think there's, you know, the vast majority of people agree with that. If it's anything else, I'd be shocked. So my greatest shock is why is that not happening now? And totally agree around Campbell Graham, Tristan. Like, you know, Jack Whiten into the centres, Valentine Holmes onto the wing, and you've got a really strong Australian kangaroo side.
And what happens if you play against a weakened Lebanon side and DC absolutely stars? What happens then? And then are you left to, you're forced to pick him in the semi-final when Ben Hunt hasn't had the same opportunity to do to what we all perceive to be the rest, yep, the best side. That's the problem. You're on a hiding to nothing here. And I just don't understand it. It's amazing. You've had this long to prepare for a World Cup and you're not picking your best side when it matters. And we've already seen the Cricket World Cup. Upsets can occur. It shouldn't. Yep. And I'm very confident Australia won't get beaten. But imagine how you'd feel if you were rested and then all of a sudden your World Cup's over as well.
Well, and Jimmy, you and I have been around enough football teams. The honour of being picked in first grade or the honour of being picked to represent when it was city or country or New South Wales or Queensland is no different than then the at the highest level to be picked to play for Australia. And it should be the best potential team to be running out here in preparation for that semi-final next week. The other thing that we haven't touched on either, Jimmy, if it's named correctly in positions, we've now got Yeo moving to an edge and Murray locking the scrum. You can't tell me that that's going to be the combination next week.
He hasn't played on an edge for 3 years, Isaiah Yeo. It's really strange. It's really strange. Anyway, as we say, it's a luxury that Australia will win. I don't like them at the line, the 41.5. I think Lebanon can cause some problems. You know they'll be emotional coming off what Michael Checker is doing. So I'm prepared to go head-to-head with them on that one. But we know Australia's going to win and we know the big game's next week. But I just thought it's strange. Ask Ben Hunt. Ben, do you want to play in this test match? And I guarantee you, 1,000%, his answer is absolutely no.
And he was one of the best players of the Origin series. Was outstanding.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you can count me in.
What do you mean? Your lunch bet.
Yep. Lunch bet at the line.
Okay. What is it? 43.5.
For you, it's 41.5. Thank you very much.
Jeez, you don't miss much, do you? Right. Mate, I'm in. I'm in. Come on, check. Get them all fired up. Away you go.